Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's fiancé tries to steal her inheritance. Am I the butthole for embarrassing my fiancé by saying that just because we're getting married, that doesn't entitle him to my inheritance? I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I recently got engaged to my partner, a 35-year-old man, just over a year ago. As of right now, we've been together for 5 years, and we're planning on getting married next year. Unfortunately, only a couple of weeks after our engagement, my Nana passed away. My Nana and Grandpa worked extremely hard throughout their lives, were very successful, educated, and had really high-paying jobs. They were very conservative about spending money young, and so they lived their elderly years with lots of money. It's worth noting that my Grandpa is a very, very intelligent man, and he's smart with money and investments. So when I say lots, I do mean lots. My Nana wrote a hugely generous sum of money into her will that was to be inherited by me, my brother, and my 3 cousins. Even after the money was divided up, there will still be thousands to each of our names. I won't disclose the exact amount. When I heard the news, I told my fiancé and he was incredibly overjoyed, much more than I expected him to be. I went along with it and shrugged it off until later in the day I heard him playing video games with his friends saying, "I can pay my credit card off with this money, mate. We can finally get that boys' holiday we've been planning, eh?" and laughing. I walked into the room and asked, "What money?" and he immediately looked at me funny and said, "From your Nan, babe." I immediately exploded on him and said, "You won't be paying off anything without my permission, and there most certainly won't be any boys' holiday. It's not your money. It's written to me from my Nana. It's not for you." We had a shouting match and I left the room upset. He later got off the game and found me in the kitchen where he scolded me again and said, "We're getting married. You'll become my financial burden. Any money you take in is mine also. It was also incredibly selfish of you to make a fool out of me in front of my friends and giving them false hope of a holiday." Again, it's worth noting that it wasn't me who said anything about a holiday. And as for me becoming a financial burden, I don't know about that, considering I have a very good job and I don't want kids. I left the house without saying a word, and I'm typing this at my best friend's house right now.
This story did not go the way that I expected it to.
When OP yelled at her boyfriend while he was playing the game, I assumed that he was going to go immediately into apologizing, being like, oh, you're right. It was very selfish of me to just assume that money is mine. That's my bad. But instead, he yelled at OP, and then he didn't even get off the game to talk about it. He just kept playing with his friends. And then afterwards, he scolded you? I was surprised, to say the least. This guy was wrong, then yelled at you after being wrong, then ignored you after yelling you, and then scolded you after that. This guy, okay, OP, you gotta move on, my friend. OP, you are crazy if you follow through with this wedding. This guy has shown you just how terrible he really is. Am I the butthole for telling my mom to spend money on a tutor for her favorite daughter because I won't be helping my sister? My parents had me, a 16-year-old girl, and my sister, who's 14. We lost our dad a few years ago. My mom has heavily favored my sister since she was born, to the point that she's raised my sister to be a pretty terrible person to be around. At least, she is to me. Dad noticed it and called my mom out, and at some point they did therapy, where apparently it came to light that the grandmother she named me after was a person my mom had a lot of resentment towards. Why she named me after someone she resented, I will never know. She claimed to not realize it at the time, but at the very least, my mom has some resentment towards me based on that. She also had some postpartum depression when I was born and claimed the early months with me were a very dark time. Whenever we fight, she takes my sister's side regardless of what happens. Sister takes food off my plate, she won't get in trouble. If I yell at her for it, I get punished. If I take food off my sister's plate in return, I get punished. Sister takes something from my room, nothing said. I bang on her door after she locked it to try to get it back. I get punished for harassing my sister and making noise. If I tell my mom about this stuff happening, she says something about learning how to share, or my sister being the baby, or my sister needing it more, so I should let it go. My sister loves to gloat that mom loves her more. My sister told me that mom has told her that she loves her but tolerates me. My sister told me that mom wishes I had died instead of dad. Jesus, wow. She told me they talk about that stuff. She also told me that after dad died, mom pulled all the money from my college savings and put it into hers. My sister also lies to mom and claims that I did stuff whenever she feels like I didn't get in enough trouble recently. In June, she got me grounded for an entire month by breaking her laptop and claiming I had done it. She knew that it would be believable too, because I resented my mom for buying my sister a brand new gaming laptop while I had to buy a really cheap secondhand one myself, with money from my birthday and Christmas. Mom didn't even let me say anything, and my sister gloated that mom will always believe her over me. It came to my mom's attention a few months ago that my sister is struggling in school in a couple of places, and she can't seem to catch back up easily. I, however, always had good grades. I could even graduate early, in theory, if my school offered that, but they don't. My mom is aware that my grades are good. My mom told me a couple of weeks ago that I need to start tutoring my sister before she gets into a hole that she can't climb out of. I told my mom that I will not help my sister. Mom told me that I will and that it's my duty to help. I told her to spend money on a tutor for her favorite daughter because I won't do a thing to help either of them with this. I told her they don't deserve my help. Mom asked me how could I put my sister's future at risk. I just shrugged. My mom called me names and slammed a door. Tensions are high because of this, and my sister is loving it. Am I the butthole? Okay, OP, it sounds like since you're 16, you're just starting to build a backbone against your sister and your mother. And I don't mean that like critically. I'm not saying that you were weak and cowardly before and now you're starting to get a backbone. I'm just saying 16 is typically the age when kids start to really, you know, assert themselves and be their own person. So just double down, OP. You know you made the right decision. You don't really need Reddit to tell you that you're making the right decision. It's just you've suffered so much abuse that it's hard to really know that you're making the right decision when every time you do the right thing, you get criticized for it. So stand strong, OP. Keep working on that backbone. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving the rest of your family 3 out of 5 buttholes. Also, I have to point out, I don't really think the core problem with your sister is grades. The core problem is much deeper than that, in that she's grown up to be a spoiled, entitled, cruel person. And until that underlying problem is fixed, the grades just aren't going to matter because she doesn't have the diligence or the care to apply herself. So I think that even if you did tutor her, nothing would really change. Am I the butthole for refusing to share money that I'll get access to when I turn 18 with my stepsister and my half-brother? I'm a 17-year-old boy, and I'll be coming into a large amount of money when I turn 18. This is money that my mom, who died when I was 7, and my maternal grandparents accumulated for me since I was born. I won't say the exact amount, but it's between, wow, $500,000 to $1 million. The reason it's that much is my grandparents ran a successful business for many years, and they sold it 18 months ago, and all the money from that sale went to me, and they kept none of it. My grandparents have full control over the money currently. Before my mom died, she left her parents in charge of the account. She was married to my dad at the time, but she wanted to secure my future in case anything happened, like dad remarrying and having additional kids. She didn't want to run the risk that once she was gone, her money could be used for someone who wasn't her kid. My dad knew that some money had been saved for me by my mom, but was never aware of how much or how little it was. He also had no idea that my grandparents continued saving for me. My grandparents told me about the money over a year ago. They wanted me to prepare for my future and to know that I would have so many options available to me because of the money. They also mentioned that the money could never bring back my mom, but it could alleviate the burden of becoming an adult. So here's the deal. My dad did remarry. He has a stepdaughter who's 16 and a son who's 5 with his current wife. They are not wealthy, and my dad's wife has prepared her daughter to try and work hard for scholarships and financial aid to get into college, because she wants to study to become a lawyer, I think. My dad had similar conversations with me, and he sat me down a few times since I learned of the money's existence to figure out what our plans would be. Eventually, I told him that my future wasn't going to be a big concern, and I told him about the money. He was like, WTF, and then he told his wife, and they apparently went WTF together and told me I could be gracious and split the money when I get it between the three of us. That way, I could give my other two siblings a decent helping hand with college. I told them I would not be sharing it because it was created by my family, not theirs. My dad's wife argued that it would be incredibly selfish to take such a large amount of money and blow it all on myself when I have two siblings who could also benefit in major ways from it. My dad told me that even giving some of the money to them would be amazing and would help my family out a lot. I told him that I was not going to. They are so unhappy with me. They told me that being selfish with this is not a good way to be. My dad is also pissed that he continued saving for me and dividing things equally between the three of us when I have so much money I'll have access to in a few months. Am I the butthole? Well, OP, are you starting to get a sense for why your mother set up the account the way that she did? Hopefully you've learned an important lesson, OP. Don't just tell people that you've got a lot of money. Almost nothing good can come from it. And yeah, your dad and your stepmom are technically right that keeping all the money is selfish, but so? Okay, sometimes it's fine to be selfish. Your siblings expecting to get your money is selfish. Your parents expecting you to give away your money is selfish. You deciding to keep your money is also selfish. It's not a big deal. Everyone's selfish sometimes. It's literally necessary for survival. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your entitled parents 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for refusing to cover my scar and wearing a bikini that triggered my friend? I'm a 24-year-old woman, and I had a cancer scare a few years back, and I had a biopsy done on my upper leg. The scar has faded now, but it's still fairly noticeable and about 7 centimeters long. Thankfully, it was only a scare and nothing came out of it. For a while, I was insecure about it and stopped wearing skirts or tight leggings where you could see the outline of the scar. But now that I've accepted that it's going to be there, I started to wear whatever and realized nobody cares about it apart from the odd question. We went to the beach yesterday as a friend group and I wore a bikini. I was excited to get a tan, and my friend Anna brought her other friend, Dana, who's 25. I met her before, but didn't know her very well. Honestly, I do know that she started a fundraiser for her mom, who's currently fighting cancer. Dana's family situation is quite difficult because her dad passed away recently and her mom has stage 4 cancer and Dana is juggling a lot. I came earlier than the two girls, so I was already in my bikini when they joined us, and Dana was nice to me and asked about my new job. Then Anna went to say hi to the others, and Dana mentioned my scar and recognized that it was a biopsy. She asked me if I could wear a beach cover-up, and it was triggering to her and insensitive of me because I know that her mom is going through a lot right now. I said, no, I'm here to get a tan, and the cover-up will ruin that, and Dana didn't say anything but didn't talk to me for the rest of the day. Today, Anna texted me, telling me Dana told her what happened, and while she agrees that Dana's comment was weird, I should have given her a free pass as she's not in the best place mentally right now. I said, yeah, it was really weird, and no, I shouldn't have. I genuinely don't think that I'm in the wrong, and I think she's being really weird about the situation. Obviously, if I am wrong, I'll apologize. Am I the butthole? Alright, while I can definitely sympathize with what she's going through, expecting other people to cover up their bodies just because you have trauma is a little bit unreasonable. I mean, it's more than a little bit, it's quite unreasonable. And like, let's suppose that Dana's mom miraculously recovered from her cancer. Would Dana expect her mom to like hide inside with the curtains drawn so that no one could see her as a cancer survivor because it would trigger other people? Would she be forced to wear a wig? Would she be forced to cover up her scars? I kind of doubt it. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes, and while I do think that Dana deserves a butthole score, I'm going to give her a pass just because she is going through a lot and she made a stupid emotional mistake, so I think we can forgive her. Am I the butthole for going no contact with my mom after she passionately hugged my boyfriend? Me and my boyfriend are both 18. He's my ex-boyfriend now, obviously. However, we were together when he cheated on me with her, my mom, who's 42. This hurts even more because she was the one who encouraged me to ask him out. He and I have been best friends since we were 13. When we were 16, my mom told me to stop being afraid and pursue him. I found out about the affair last week when I came home much earlier than I was expected to, and I caught them red-handed. My mom tried to apologize and said that she just wanted to feel young again. I still blocked her anyways. Now my grandparents are telling me that I'm going too far and that because she put a roof over my head and food in my mouth, I shouldn't cut her off entirely. They think that I should go home and eventually forgive her. Okay, she put food in your mouth, so that means you deserve to put a dick in her mouth, I guess. To like even things out, I suppose. Alright, there are some lines that you just can't cross. That line, boinking your daughter's boyfriend, is one of those lines. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your boyfriend 3.5 out of 5 buttholes and your mom 4.5 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.